Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Health Matters, our weekly talk with Dr. Chris Cochran from the Baxter Health Cochran Internal Medicine Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Good morning, Dr. Cochran.
Hey, good morning.
And what are we going to talk about today?
You know, I try to get my topics sometimes. Or I'm open to anybody who wants to send me a message on Facebook or anybody who has any suggestions for a topic. I'm wide open, but I largely get the inspiration from my daily practice. And I saw a young man the other day, and he was pale as a ghost and sick fella. He was having fevers, and his belly was hurting, and every time he ate, he had sickness, and he'd throw up, and he was having blood in his stool, and we worked him up and got him figured out, and he has a disease called ulcerative colitis, which is one of the two diseases that we see in inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, not to be confused with IBS, which is a completely different disease. Inflammatory bowel diseases are a disease where the body has made a mistake and the immune system has decided to attack the intestinal walls. And it makes it, you know, when you look at it with the endoscope, I've seen it thousands of times, when you look at it with the endoscope, it really just looks like a really horrible rash on the inside of your large intestine. That's it. Ulcerative colitis is restricted to the large intestine. If it's anywhere else in the small intestine or the stomach, then we call it Crohn's disease. We've all heard of those terms before. So basically, it's sort of like really bad psoriasis of the inside of the lining of your bowels. So a bad autoimmune rash on the inside of your bowels. And so those people, it's a young person's disease. Most people show up in their 20s and 30s with this disease. It can be a lifelong problem, but we have come so far in taking care of this disease, even in just my career. Before, if you were diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, a lot of times the only thing that we could do is take your colon out and relieve that inflammation. But now we have so many more things that we can do that we very rarely have anybody who has to have their colon taken out anymore. But the symptoms are like that young man I described. He basically had what seemed like an infection in his colon because his body had mistaken his colon for a foreign invader or a germ. And so he had fever and weight loss and anemia, and he was very sick. I saw him back in follow-up not long after we did his endoscopy, and oh my goodness, he was a brand new man. And so this is a problem that we see pretty frequently in our practice. And we those symptoms that we described are the ones that we see the presentation in. And so what we typically do if we do find ulcerative colitis or Crohn's is we hit people with a big dose of steroids to get it under control. And then we have a lot of other medicines that we can use to keep it under control down the road.
What is the danger if someone has this and doesn't seek treatment?
Well, you know, they're going to be sick, and they're just going to be really resistant to come seeing the doctor if they don't want something done for it, because they just feel so bad when they've got it. But the major risks early on are that it can get so bad that you actually get a hole in your bowel, and that would make you terribly sick and probably be a short-term deal at home, unfortunately, if you didn't come in for treatment. The main thing is it's kind of a smoldering disease, and so it's just a miserable life. You know, these people have 10 or 15 bowel movements a day, and you know, they have this fecal urgency where they can't make it to the bathroom. It's just a miserable existence, and so it's unusual for people to avoid seeing us for that. But we, you know, the major deal is that long-term they can get anemia, and they can get perforated bowel, they're just miserable, so they typically seek treatment, so.
Does this disease affect you at different levels? I mean, is there a mild case and a very strong case?
You know, I had one guy one time who had a patch about as big as, I don't know, a 50-cent piece.
Oh, wow.
Just a little bitty patch on the inside of his colon. And he would come to me and he'd say, I have diarrhea and mucus in my stool, and it's see blood sometimes. And I scoped him, and I was like, golly, it's the tiniest. But we treated him for ulcerative colitis, and he got better. Some people, like the young man I saw the other day, from the cecum, the beginning of his colon, all the way to his rectum was completely red and inflamed, oozing blood and oozing pus, and not to be too graphic, but just a really bad situation. And so it's extremely rewarding for me because I know I can help that guy feel better. But if you're having any of those symptoms, and you know, those mild, it's a good point that you bring up those mild people, Mike, because a lot of those times those people will be kind of discounted and say, oh, you just have IBS. Oh, you just have a spastic colon. And you, everybody needs to be worked up for that. You know, they may go back to IBS or irritable bowel syndrome. You can't call someone irritable bowel syndrome until you've ruled out everything else. It's a diagnosis of exclusion. And so if you're having diarrhea and belly pain, there's a bunch of things that can cause that, including ulcerative colitis and Crohn's. So don't let that pass you by, because you could have a mild case of ulcerative colitis or Crohn's.
Now, is this something that will get worse as time goes on?
Just like all autoimmune diseases, if we get you under control and keep you under control, they have a tendency to, the term is burnout. We don't usually use it. It's not really a good term for it, but it has a tendency to quiet down as you get older, because as we get older, our immune system gets a little less vigilant. And that's why older people get worse infections sometimes. But as we get older, our immune system gets a little bit less vigilant. So they have a tendency to cool off as you get older, 60s and 50s and 60s. But it is kind of a young person's disease, and we want to find it and get it under control early.
All right, thank you, Dr. Cochran. Folks, this has been this week's edition of Health Matters, our weekly talk with Dr. Chris Cochran of the Baxter Health Cochran Internal Medicine Clinic in downtown Mammoth Spring. And remember, this program is now available on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. Be sure and join us again next week for Health Matters.